Maybe you've been inspired by the holidays to reconnect with your faith. Well, technology is making that easier. You could call it Religion 2.0. Jessica Alpert has our story.
Well, hello, everybody. Wow, it's good to see you. If you'll take out your Bibles and your message notes.
It's another Sunday morning at Rick Warren's Saddleback Church in Southern California. It's not just the printed page congregants are holding. Some have the entire Bible on their iPhone. In fact, there are over 24 available Bible apps. Beyond Scripture, people are using these gadgets for devotional purposes. Dave and Jackie Brown had been praying the rosary in their daughter Isabella's hospital room, but her cancer treatment made her sensitive to light.
And so we looked at these iPhones in our hand and we said, gee, wouldn't it be great if we could, put the rosary right on here so we wouldn't have to have a light on during the night when we're, sitting there in Isabella's hospital room.
So the Browns created the iRosary, combining on-screen beads with a prayer book.
We believe that technology can bring people closer together and closer to God.
That's Bobby Grunewald, a pastor at LifeChurch.tv. Life Church brings worship services to approximately 60,000 computer screens each week. Grunewald tries to allay fears of social and religious isolation by pointing to telephones and VCRs.
When they were invented, people made these bold predictions that people are no longer going to need to meet with each other. But we have enough history now to look back and say that humans are actually pretty capable of integrating technology into their lives.
Religious Jews have long experimented with ways to maintain their observance despite the advent of technology. Chabad Lubavitch's AskMoses.com allows visitors to chat with a Jewish scholar 24/6. That's every day except the Sabbath. Rabbi Simcha Bachman says the website is a form of outreach.
We don't claim to replace human connection or human interaction. Our claim is that we're another level that can actually help a person reach a goal that otherwise may be impossible without this.
Technology is producing a new form of religious interaction. Whether it's an application that sounds the Muslim call to prayer or a podcast of your favorite preacher, observance and community is quite literally at your fingertips. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Alpert.
And Jessica has put more information about religious apps and websites on our All Tech Considered blog. That's npr.org/alltech. This is NPR, National Public Radio.